SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Growing tension between North and South Korea. Here's Karen Chamis.
North Korean state-run KRT News showed Kim speaking in the capital Pyongyang during a key political meeting tasked with setting state objectives for 2024. Kim's comments indicated again that North Korea will likely continue weapons tests to modernize its nuclear arsenal. The following day, South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol was greeted by a chorus of cheers as he visited a frontline army unit that is based in Yeoncheon at the border with North Korea. During the visit, Yoon told the military personnel, "If provoked, you should immediately respond and retaliate before reporting to your higher-ups later." I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNNews.com, the list of security challenges keeps growing for election officials preparing for next year's presidential vote.
Many of the concerns from 4 years ago persist. These include possible cyber attacks targeting voter registration systems or websites that report unofficial results, and the potential for equipment problems or human errors to be amplified by those seeking to undermine confidence in the outcome. New risks that have emerged include death threats directed at election workers and security breaches inside election offices. Rich Thomason reporting.
An Associated Press investigation finding Russian occupation authorities vastly and deliberately undercounted the dead in one of the most devastating chapters of the 22-month war in Ukraine. The flooding that followed the catastrophic explosion that destroyed the Kakhovka Dam in the southern Kherson region. Now, Russia claims 59 people drowned. AP said that is likely several thousand. This is SRN News. The YouVersion Bible app is one of the most popular on Earth, and every December it announces its verse of the year, the one more people turn to than any other. Bobby Grunewald is company CEO.
The verse this year that had the most bookmark highlights and notes associated with it was Isaiah 41:10, which reads, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand."
In fact, this is the third year since 2020 that Isaiah 41:10 wound up on top.
There seems to be more emphasis in the searches that we see around healing, anxiety, hope, you know, things that are people searching for comfort or hope during these times.
And he adds that more people are downloading YouVersion and getting into the Word, which he says is a very good sign. This is SRN News. Well, the combination of girls and football is growing. Here's John Scott with that story.
Flag football's inclusion in the 2028 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles only enhances the profile of a sport that's growing by leaps and bounds on the women's side. Flag football is already sanctioned as a varsity sport for girls in 8 states, with more seemingly on the way. The sport has also received the backing from the NFL, which sponsors leagues. And nearly 24 NAIA colleges are now issuing scholarships to female players. On the youth level, teams and leagues are springing up from coast to coast and even from continent to continent, John Scott reporting.
On Wall Street today, a day of mixed trading, Dow Industrials up 53 points for the day. S&P 500 gained a fraction. NASDAQ was down 4 points. More details at SRNNews.com.